To somebody and say, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Tell them I get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me. God has been real good to me. Come on, testify to somebody and tell them, he's been real good to me.
I got all my When I got the call to be a part of this powerful gospel concert with Kurt Franklin, I think I was probably at home maybe working on a sermon or maybe doing a taping for my broadcast. I really don't know. All I know is that I was like the woman at the well. I dropped my water pitcher and went running telling everybody.
There's no way you can do a gospel album and not have Shirley Caesar.
Someone ask a question. I love that one. Why do we sing? I like that. So,
ladies and gentlemen, Miss Shirley Caesar.
So this song, Caught Up, just lets me know that we shall not all sleep, but oh, one day, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be caught up together to be with the Lord. So this song is just what I need, and I'm going to sing it tonight, too.
Yeah. First of all, this is Willie Neal Johnson of the Gospel Keynotes from a little city called Tyler, Texas.
When I was in the process of thinking about some of the guest artists who could be on this project, I was very honored and grateful to be able to get in touch with the legendary, the great Willie Neal Johnson.
Kurt Franklin, is the Lord have blessed him to go out and reach young people that we are not reaching. And I think it put both us together, that would put both crowds together, and that just make it greater.
Less than a year after this album was recorded, God called my brother home. And it's a pleasure to know that I had the honor to work with him for the very last time. Willie Neal Johnson, we thank you. And we miss you.
And I'm just glad that I was called.
Do your head like this. Watch this.
Every time I look back, and every time I think back,
listen,
on all the stuff I've been through, I pray to, I cry to, and then I try to. And just when I was about to fall, your love called me when your name I call.
Listen.
Jesus, you keep on looking out.
Say it again.
Every time I look back.
Every time I think back.
And every time I think back.
Listen.
On all the stuff I've been through. I pray through. I cry through. And then I try to. And just when I was about to fall. Your love called me when your name I call.
What's his name?
Jesus. You keep on looking out.
Second verse, watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said he said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting now, you're feeling low. Just when thought the night would never end. The sun came out and you can smile.
What's his name? You remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low. Just when thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about? Talking about it. Just keep on.
You keep on.
What does it do?
Looking out.
It's what I love. It's right.
It's right. Keep on looking out.
Listen, listen, listen. I shouldn't be here today.
I shouldn't be here today. Where I go, who can love me like you?
What's his name? Yes, sir. Come on, come on. Let's tell him one more time. You keep on. Wave your hand and listen. Looking out for me. I need a witness up in here. You keep on, Jesus. Come on and say. Time out for time. You keep on, Jesus. Come on and say. Say it right now. Say, you keep on, Jesus. Good God. Break the music, break the music. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Say, looking out for me, Jesus. Time after time, when I don't deserve it, Jesus. Even when I made mistakes, Jesus. Anybody been down up in here? You keep on, Jesus. Looking out for me. Jesus, you keep on, Jesus. Anybody been sick in your body? Did God heal you when you asked him? Anybody been hungry? Anybody been talked about? Anybody been lied on? Anybody crying late in the midnight hour? Anybody crying in the midnight hour? Didn't they show up?
Look him in the face. And I want you to say this real loud. Say, hi, neighbor. saying. They said, hi, neighbor. My God got it. I want it. And he's gonna keep on.
Was the best thing I've ever, ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever, ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected, no, no. Sing with me this evening. Can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me. Come on, come on, say it.
Falling in love,
yeah, yeah,
with Jesus.
Oh, sing it.
Falling in love. I'd rather be cursed. There is no place, there is no place, there is no place. Let us have a there's no place we'd rather be, Lord. For there's no place we'd rather. Hallelujah. 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 Falling in love with Jesus. Glory be to God. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I ever, ever done. I've ever done.
Worship God, amen. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise tonight, Jesus.
When you start bad, now give it up. Why do you keep going back? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You want to say? What? Look at him looking at you.
me see you waving. How many feel good tonight? How many don't care who know you feel? How many been born again? Ain't God good? Reverend, ain't God good tonight? Mama, ain't God good tonight? My soul is on fire tonight. Are you on fire tonight? Keep that music quiet. What they don't know, I don't care. Who know I feel good? But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm willing to run on. If I got to run by myself, I said, if I got to walk by myself, I'm ready to walk for you. I said, if I got to go down on my knees, I don't mind going down on my knees. Some of you say that you're too cute to say, man, you're too dignified to wave your hand, but ain't God good? Thank you.
open up broad heaven and tell God that I may.
you got to hold on to your feet. I want you to run down here. I want you to run down here.
Let's go. WNFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Let him touch somebody. While he's moving in these aisles, let him touch somebody. How many want to be touched tonight? How many believe you're touched right now? Say right now, no. Right now, no. Right now, no.
Jordan used to do way on the inner line. Stop for music at its best. Catch the wave in AD2.
I've been all over the world. Mama, I've been in a lot of different states. And everybody in this building know I am a country boy. Can I get a witness? And is there somebody in the country just like me? All you country people, hold your hands up. Good God Almighty. Somebody over that side shows a long way from the country. They stuck both hands up in there. But what I'm trying to say, do you really want to live like Jesus? I came to Bayville, North Carolina, to put this together. See that choir that's behind me? I was looking for somebody country just like me. But I thought I was going to find a young man that was country like me. But it was not so. I came in and I started looking around home. My eyes stopped on a little lady that said, Doretha. And I looked at her, I said, what's your name? She said, Doretha. I said, all my life, I find somebody that fit me just fine. Her name is Doretha. I wouldn't nickname her. I said, I'm just going to call you Doretha. And she had a little song. I said, do you know how to sing? She said, yeah. A little song, she said, I want to sing that song, but I want to be more like Jesus. I think I better seek it out. Don't raise the way yet, baby. Don't get in no hurry if it takes you 30 minutes to get here. You take your time. Look at your people. Look at that pretty face that you come this way. Look at her. Don't she look the ball? Woo! I'm going to wait till she get in. She look. Ain't she country type? Y'all know she is. Y'all just don't want to say that. Say her! But what they don't know, Doretha's been the same up in this building. That's the part they don't know. Looks ain't got nothing to do with it. But if you ain't got it in your heart, you ain't got nothing.
Peace. I got a song I want you to sing. He gave me the words and the beat, and as we began to rehearsal over and over and over again, the Lord again put it down in my spirit. You see, I really want to be like Jesus, though. See, I'm not worried about being a country girl. I'm not even worried about being a city girl. But I want to be like Jesus.
Thank you. Darling, come here. If you want to be blessed tonight, if you will, if you want to, you can get up. Do we have some ministers here in the night? I think we got some from different cities. Would y'all come? And would you get up and come down tonight? Anybody that really want to be blessed tonight, come down here. Get on up. God bless you, Mother Cox. Reverend, you stand up here with us. Reverend, you are from West Memphis, Arkansas. I know you. Would you come? This is something that we don't take time to do. We're always in a big hurry. But we never take time. Hi, Mama. They're getting up all over the building. We're making a video now. That's what we've been doing all night long. And somebody in this building is going to be showing. Now, this is going to go world nationwide. Sometime by the last of February or 1st of March. Going to see your face. Young man came all the way from down around in Georgia, around Major Georgia. Your name is Ben. Y'all enjoy Sister Dark and all Wood and I. I was at home, Mama, sometime back. Keep it quiet, come. And it was in June. Me and my wife. It was time for our revival. Keep that music quiet, come. For our revival. On Monday night, Brother Cox, I went to the revival. That Monday night, I came back to the sermon that he preached. Just before he closed, a little song. He blessed me. That's been a long time ago, but as he stood there, he stretched out his hand. He said, "Lord, send." He looked up towards him and said, "Oh, Lord." How many want a revival?
nation.
And then here's another thing I want you to do, Lord. Let me live the life I sing about. Way down in my soul, let me shout about it.
Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Warren Lumpkin, and I'm going to be leading in us in a national prayer for our nation. Father God, we come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We ask that you would strengthen your people with mighty power inwardly by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling our innermost being and personalities. May Jesus Christ actually dwell in the hearts of your people. May he abide in us. May Jesus make his permanent home in our hearts. Let your people be rooted in love. Let the foundation of every ministry worldwide be rooted in love, and the foundation be securely in the love of Jesus Christ that far surpasses mere knowledge. Let your people be filled throughout their entire being with the fullness of God and possess the rich measure, the richest possible measure of your divine presence. May we be wholly filled and flooded with God himself. May you give us life and energy with all power by your Spirit, that we would have endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. God, please continue the work that you began in us. Oh, God, bring it to a full completion. Cause the thoughts of your people to agree with your will. Make we need that we may carry out your will. Work in us to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight. Father, we come to you in behalf of the United States of America. Lord, you are our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will keep America under the shadow of your wings, that we will continually abide under the shadow of the Almighty because of the people in this nation who are righteous, who pray to you day and night. Hear the prayers and petitions of your people, God, and have mercy on our nation. I pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branches, and all the members of Congress and the Senate, and all the leadership of all local, state, and federal agencies, all the commissioners and governors of this nation. I ask that you would guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way, Lord God. Cause the thoughts of each one of these people to agree with the will of God. Lord, I thank you for your protectiveness over our nation. You have shielded us from harm and danger. I thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers and our requests. Of all the people who cry out to you day and night on behalf of our nation, you have kept us safe, Lord God. You have foiled the plans of the nations who come against us. You thwarted the purposes of the peoples, but your plan stands firm forever. What you have intended and what you have ordained for this nation will come to pass as you have desired it, Lord. We pray right now for your will to be done in our nation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would ensure the safety of your people and keep our nation from harm's way. Oh God, provide protection, oh God, from the plans of destruction that have been plotted against us. I pray, Father, that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destructive forces of terrorism against your people and this nation. I pray that you will protect our nation from evil attacks and terrorism and stop the evil aggression and terrorist attempts to bring destruction against our nation. Pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to those who provide protection for your people, God. Oh, Lord, raise up these men and women and instruct them and teach them, Lord God, that they would be alert, Lord God, and foil the plans of the enemy who come against our nation. Oh God, we pray, Lord God, for our nation, Lord God, that you will provide insight to all the international and local authorities of our nation to act swiftly, oh God, and to avert all danger, and that anything that will come against all the American people and our properties, Lord God. Guide the authorities of this nation and that they would seek to eradicate terrorists and enable military forces of this nation to become swift and powerful and accurate in any action against any evil attacks against this nation. And Father, I pray that you would loose your mighty warring angels, your guardian angels, to expose and destroy the potential dangers that's planned against America. I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and strengthen this nation. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge, our stronghold in times of trouble. So, Lord, I pray that you would never take your hand off of America, and that your people will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly according to your will. I submit this to your hand. Lord, I give you praise and thank you, oh God, for your protection that you've provided for us so far. God, I pray that you would not allow anyone who is hostile toward Israel to be elected into office. But I pray, Lord God, that you will continually guide our president, that he will understand the importance of being allies with Israel, Lord, that you would not allow anyone to come into office who is hostile towards the nation of Israel. But it's because of the favor we have shown them, that you have shown to our nation. We know, Lord God, that those who bless your people will be blessed, and those who curse your people will be cursed. We pray that nobody will come into office, Lord God, who will be hostile towards the nation of Israel, God. Lord, we pray for the members of our armed forces, oh God, and we pray that you would just keep them, Lord God, oh God, and that you, Lord God, would give them peace in their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our president, Lord God. We pray that he would realize his own personal need, oh God, for your protection and for your guidance, Lord God, that he would see his inadequacy, and that he would be dependent on you for wisdom and knowledge and courage to do what he knows is right. We pray, Lord, that he will reject all evil counsel, God. And we pray for all the cabinet members and the people who counsel him, that they would be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, and that would give him sound and intelligent and righteous counsel. Lord God, I pray that there would be no one in the ear of our president, God, who would be corrupt, Lord God. But we pray for righteous people, God, to be in office and to be surrounding and all his cabinet members, oh God, to be upright people, Lord God, and that he would do nothing to violate his conscience. And that, Lord, we pray that we come against all humanism and all the evil, God, that is against you, your laws and your decrees, God, that these men will act according to your will. Oh, Lord God, We pray that you would help him to rely on prayer and the word of God for his source of strength and courage and wisdom for making decisions, Lord. Heavenly Father, please restore dignity and honor and trustworthiness and righteousness to the office of the presidency of the United States of America, oh God, so that they would be an example to all people, God. Lord, please, God, and let him listen with his heart and soul to those you have appointed to know the truth concerning the land of Israel. Lord, that those who are in cabinet members would understand and know that you, O God, promised the land of Palestine to Israel, O God, and that you have set the boundaries and the border lines. Please help the President of the United States to understand these things, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we just pray for our nations and our school systems and our teachers and all the people who serve in public and office. God, we just pray that you would just continually guide them. And we just give this into your hands, Father. And we just give you all the praise, Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence. To him who has the power to establish, strengthen, and settle us and make us what we ought to be and to equip us with what we need to carry out his will while you work in us, Father, to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'll open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. We thank God for Jesus and again for this opportunity to be here. On this day, we glorify him always. Oh, come worship with the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come to you this day to give you praise, to give you honor. And, Lord, we give you all of the glory. Father, we have different people going through different things, but Lord, you said you would walk with us wherever we go. Hallelujah. All we have to do is lean on your everlasting arm. And Father, we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for just taking us through. Hallelujah. Help me remember that poem, Footprints, how you said when we look back and don't see but one set of footprints, we know that that's the time when you were truly carrying us. And Lord, I can look back and see so many times when my feet didn't touch the ground, but you were carrying me. And I said, thank you for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now today we're going to go into the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. And it always amazed me because Peter reminds me, I remind myself a lot of times of Peter when everybody else is quiet and Jesus is teaching things will go awry. And Peter jump up right quick and open his mouth before he even hear what the problem is. That reminds me of me. I'm the one up front most of the time, flapping my mouth. And I thank God for having me to step back and listen sometimes rather than running my mouth doing all the talking. But Peter has some very things that's important that needs to be said at times, and especially after Jesus left and went back to heaven, Peter was a leader. He was the leader of the disciples, and in chapter 5, we see that Peter says some things that we ought to listen to. Peter chapter 5, starting reading at verse 1, it says, "The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." In other words, Peter was letting us know that he is also an elder. And he said, "As elders which are among you, I exhort." In other words, he's telling you, you go ahead, teach these people, talk to them, let them know where they stand. And verse 2 says, "Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready man." In other words, preach to these children, teach them, show them, not just by word, but by example. You teach, Peter said, teach the children, preach to them, hallelujah, love on them, let them know, hallelujah, how much Jesus loves you. Let them know that Jesus went to the cross and died for you. Let them know, hallelujah, that Jesus went in the grave, but he came back out. Hallelujah, let him know all of these things. Hallelujah, just feed the flock. The flock is hungry. The flock will come looking for some food, not some physical food. But they are looking for something. They need somebody to teach them. I hear people all the time putting the girls down because every time some boy walk by and say, "You pretty," they just fall over and open both legs. Hallelujah, because they had nobody to teach them anything. They had nobody to teach them how to be a lady. And we need to preach to them, teach them. Hallelujah, and tell them that God, hallelujah, put it into Peter's heart to teach them the right thing to do. And God gave lady ministers that, because see, listen, this is what you got to understand. I, as a lady, can't teach my sons how to be a man. And I can teach them how to be a gentleman. A gentleman and a man is something different. A man has his way of doing things, and there are certain things at the very core of a man that I can't teach. But I can teach him how to be a gentleman because I'm a woman. It's simple. As a gentleman, the way I was brought up, a gentleman will open a door for a lady. A gentleman will, when a lady get ready to sit down at the table, he'll hold a chair for her. A gentleman, hallelujah, when they're walking down the street on the sidewalk, the gentleman will walk on the outside of the lady, protecting her from the traffic. Those are things that gentlemen do. Hallelujah. If a lady walks into a room, a gentleman will stand. And he will stand until she's seated. That's what a gentleman do. But a man takes care of his family. Just like when my sons, my two younger sons and my daughter would go to church, I would walk up to the side of the car, and I would stand there until one of my sons opened the door for me. And I told my daughter, "Don't you dare touch that door. If there is a man somewhere around, you stand and let him open that door for you. And then when you get in, and make sure you are safely inside and close the door. Then he can get in. That's a gentleman doing that. Hallelujah. That, and that's some of the things that Peter was teaching these folks. Hallelujah. Neither as being lords of, let me back up here. And then he wants us to teach them, and not just because somebody is giving them some money. That's what he is calling filth and lucre. See, because you know what? They were laughing at me the other day because I taught for years. I preached for years. And sometimes, some Sundays, they took up a collection from me. And sometimes I would get $8 in the offering. And it cost me more gas to get from my house to the church that I was preaching at than the gas. It took me, cost me more in gas than it did the offering that was taken up. Sometimes I had to drive 70 miles to get to one of the churches that I was preaching at, and they gave me $25. And before, and then at the time when I had to get back home, okay, that was 73 miles one way. Then I had to drive 73 miles back home. Then I had to feed, with that $25, I had to feed me and three children. Hallelujah. And that $25 wouldn't buy all the gas I needed, plus feed four people. It wouldn't do it. So that means I was preaching, but I wasn't getting enough money to cover the cost of what I was having to put out. But, see, I won't worry about the money because I got more joy out of delivering the word. Hallelujah. But I was just excited in my mind, in my mind. And then verse 3 says, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. See, I always try to live my life so that when the people saw my life, I didn't have to tell them. I didn't have to stand up and say, oh, I'm saved, baptized, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You're supposed to be able to see that I'm saved, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. When I see one of you guys in need, you're supposed to watch my life and see what I do when you really in a bind. And there are times when, hallelujah, I had to take a couple aside and hug them and hold on them, love on them, because, hallelujah, they were so down and out. And one time when they was really, one couple had said, had told the family a secret that her husband had told her. And he was really ready to walk out the door. And she called me just crying. She said, Elder Harris, he won't speak to me. I lost all of his trust. I said, okay, let me tell you this. See, I can tell you this because I know that was a long time ago, and they've probably forgotten that it happened. She said, he won't speak to me. I said, I tell you what, he doesn't want to hear anything you have to say. So what you need to do is sit down and write him a letter and tell him how sorry you are. Tell him that you couldn't think of anything else to say when they kept needling you about something, but just to give you another chance. And you will prove to him, you can't do, tell him, I know I can't earn your trust overnight, but give me a chance. And I promise you, everything will have to be done over time, and I will prove to you that you can trust me again. And you know, the last time I heard from them was about 15 years ago, and they were doing great. And I thought, wow, that's fantastic. Because see, now, and I wish I could take the credit for what I said to that young lady. But I can't even take the credit for that because, see, I can't even think fast enough for that. Now, my older sister would have been able to think 4 or 5 times while I'm thinking one time. But the Lord, the Holy Spirit had to teach me what to say to that lady because I did not know. But I thank God, and I thank God for how Peter talked to us and taught us. And verse 4 and say, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, that's Jesus, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Hallelujah. I'm waiting still for my crown of glory that won't fade away. It said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself to the elder. Hallelujah. In other words, you can't know. You can't know in 25 years what I know in 76. You can't do it. Because I was learning years before you were born. See? And that's what you have to do, be able to submit yourself to the older person because they were learning stuff before you were even born. And see, I've got some people that still think they know more. Now, let me back up and rephrase this. Things that you went to school to learn, those things like a subject like English or like math or like those subjects, you know stuff about those subjects that I didn't study to learn. But there are subjects that like raising your children, how to teach them how to love one another, how to teach them, hallelujah, how to walk in the newness of life, how to walk with Christ, how to teach them that, hallelujah, that you stay in Christ, hallelujah, how to get really close to Christ. I can teach you that if you stay, hallelujah, in the Word of God, hallelujah, he will stay close to you. Hallelujah, when you feel like you get so down and out, you don't know what to do. Hallelujah, get in the Word of God and let him just love on you. Because I can promise you that he will love on you. Hallelujah. And it's a yay. All of you be subject one to another and be clothed in humility. In other words, don't say, well, I got it going on. I know I got more than you, honey. I got this, and I've got that, and I've got that. I know how to do this, and I know how to do. No, you don't do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just be clothed in humility. For God resists the proud in the way you think, I got it going on. Know that you don't have it going on. Because, see, God knew what was going on from the beginning of time. From before the beginning of time. And giveth grace to the humble. Hallelujah. And it says this in verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. See, sometimes you can feel like you're at the bottom of the barrel and you don't know what's really going on. You feel like sometimes you're all by yourself. You feel like everybody else is up higher than you and you don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Just lean and depend on Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for every opportunity that you get that you can praise the Lord because, you know, he told us to lean and depend on him and all of that stuff. And you know what? God is a good God. He don't want to see you fail. He want to lift you up. Hallelujah. And because he want to lift you up, you don't have to worry about falling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. That's what verse 7 says. Hallelujah. And that's all. You can cast your cares on him because he does care for you. God, Jesus. Holy Spirit, they care for you. Hallelujah. And then it warns us down here. In verse 8, it said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Let me explain something to you. I didn't say explain. I said, let me explain something to you. See, the devil is one. He's jealous of you. He's very jealous of you because, see, he wants hell a place in heaven. He was over all the music. He was the most beautiful angel ever created because, see, he's a created being also. Hallelujah. Jesus was not created because Jesus is one of the Godhead. The Holy Ghost was not created. He was one of the Godhead. God the Father was not created. He was one of the Godhead. But but the devil is jealous of you because he lost his place. He used to have a place that was higher than your place, but he fell. Hallelujah. He wanted to be bigger than God. And he cannot be bigger than God because God was not created. Hallelujah. But he was created by God. Hallelujah. So you got to watch out for him because he's going to see, hallelujah, if he can trip you up. Hallelujah. He want to make you fall. Hallelujah. He want to get into place. Hallelujah. Where he used to be. And he figure if he can trip you up and make you fall, he can get back to where, hallelujah, he used to be. But let me tell you, the devil can never get back to where he was. Hallelujah, because he will not repent because he wants to be ahead of you. In other words, he is the cause of a man being where he is today. Hallelujah. So we have to, hallelujah, be sober. In other words, you don't get in a position where you can allow the devil get the foothold out to you, because if he can ever get a foothold out to you, he got it going on. That's why you have to totally lean and depend on Jesus from day to day. Hallelujah. Love on Jesus. About time you feel like you're so low, you got to reach up to touch the bottom. Hallelujah. Reach up. When you reach up and get your Bible and open it. Hallelujah. And start reading. Hallelujah. And then you come and say scriptures like, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. You say, for God so loved the world, hallelujah, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and I'm a whosoever, hakamasiti kamasata, who hakamasata, whosoever believes, hallelujah, hallelujah, you got to believe, hallelujah, he said, believe also in me. Hallelujah. So just begin to praise God. Just begin to lift up your hands to the Lord. Just believe the hallelujah, speak in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because, see, sometimes you don't even know what to pray, but the Holy Ghost does. Hallelujah. He knows, hallelujah, what God needs to hear. Hallelujah, from your lips. When you don't even know what to pray, the Holy Ghost knows what to pray, and he will pray for you. Hallelujah. He is the intercessor. Hallelujah. So you just pray, and that's how you get closer to Jesus. Hallelujah. You just, and see, when you are a saint of God, see, people keep right on claiming they are sinners. I don't know how you get to be a, get saved and keep claiming, I'm a sinner. No, if you're a sinner, then you're not saved. Because saved folks are not sinners. Hallelujah. 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 So humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he'll lift you up in due time. Hallelujah. I can't lift you up. I can love on you. I can say, give you words of encouragement. I can do all that. But I need to humble myself. I can't say, well, I got it going on. And I know I don't have it going on. I don't have it going on. I can love on you. I can tell you how much God loves you. And I can tell you what he will do for you. I can tell you what he has done for me. And the reason I can do that is because I have gone through a lot of stuff. Hallelujah. I've gone through a lot of stuff. I've gone through stuff that you haven't gone through. I've had illness that you might not have gone through. Hallelujah. I've had cancer. I've had other things. I've had a couple of marriages. I've had whatever. And you may not have had one marriage, or you could have four or five marriages. But in order to be triumphant, you have to do it through Jesus. You have to do it through Jesus, because he can lift you up where no other man can lift you up. No other person, no other entity can lift you up. Now, that's the word for today. Now, let us pray. Before we pray, I want to say this. Reverend Curtis, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Reverend Curtis. I'm going to sing to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Reverend Kearney, our host. Happy birthday to you. Now, we want to say to the sick, my granddaughter's other grandmother, Miss Zeta Perry, is sick, and the last thing I heard, she was in the hospital. So let's pray for Mother Zeta, okay? For the ones that I know that have had a death in their family, is Mia Hayward and Steve Hayward, that at the passing of their mother, Eunice Hayward. And then I want you to pray for me. I got to go next week to have my A1C checked. It was very high. I want you to pray for me and explain to the A1C, this is what I'm praying for. If you want to pray what we can agree on. I'm going to, according to Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 24, I'm going to tell the A1C to go back down to 7 or lower. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak to that mountain. That's my mountain. That the A1C go back down to 7 or lower. Now, let us pray. Our Father and our God, we just say thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that Reverend Kearney have reached this level of age in his life. We thank you, God. Hallelujah for Mia Hayward and her brother Steve Hayward. Hallelujah, how they have stood by their mother. Lord, they were good children to their mother. Their mother was get so excited when her children come into her house. Hallelujah, I lift Mia Hayward up, Lord, every day when she come in from work, Lord. Hallelujah, sometimes she would be so tired she couldn't put one foot before the other. But, Lord, she would take her mother in the car and carry her for a ride because that's what her mother wanted. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Hallelujah for how she treated her mother and how Steve would come over and sit with his mother. And then, Lord, for my A1C, God, I thank you, God, that you are letting it go back down where it should be. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I went for my eye exam yesterday. Lord, I thank you how you let my eye pressure be back down where it should be. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. And then, Lord, remember my niece, Patricia Jonigan, and her family in the name of Jesus, and my nephew, my nephews, Alfred and Alan Ward, and my nephew, Clifton Austin, and my other nephews, God, and my nieces, and all of my loved ones that's closest to me, God. In the name of Jesus, Larry and his family, God, and his grandchildren, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I glorify you. I praise you, God. Lord, you bless this station, God. Lord, remember, hallelujah, how bless Reverend Kearney for allowing, opening up this station that we could, hallelujah, bring forth your word. Hallelujah, we can tell the people what Peter said. Hallelujah, according to what God put on his heart, God. Oh, God, help us to stand one foot in front of the other. Let us open our mouth and declare who Jesus is, that he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Oh, God, I glorify you, and I praise you. Lord, oh God, Lord, oh God, all of those people that's coming up with anniversaries this week, God, this coming Sunday, Lord, Saturday and Sunday, Lord, you bless them, God. Hallelujah, and the Richardson family, God, who had somebody to pass in their family. Lord, Francis Malone, I lift her up, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Wheatley. Hallelujah, and Antonia and their the children, God. In the name of Jesus, Deborah and Cleveland, God, Austin. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Seth, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with from now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let us say amen. See you next week on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Bye-bye.
Something good is about to happen.
Listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven, and brother, it could happen. God's people humble themselves.
Notice all the bad news in the paper.
I have two bills. Seem like things are getting bleaker. Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
And here's the good news. Things are bound to get better.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave.
Yeah.
catch the waves on the inner line.
Yeah. early age, actually at the age of 14, I realized that I was a God child and a Jesus kind of man. And it's good to know that you're a God child and that you're a Jesus kind of man. Because when you know that, you can tell the world that you're Holy Ghost filled. And you know where you're headed. You're headed for the promised land. Oh yeah. Listen. I'm gonna tell my story. And I'm standing wide. That I'm a Jesus man. An apple of God's eye. You see, he saved my soul. To do his will. And the rest of my life.
The Anointed One. Catch the wave on the NFI.